Beginning a new Maimer. It's Shabbos Parshas Achrei. It was Shabbos HaGodel, Tov Shin Mem Dalid, or Dalid Mem. And this Maimer is a Hemshech to the previous Maimer of Yud Aleph Nissen that same year. You established Eidos in Yaakov, which are the Jewish people, and Torah you placed in the Yidden, also the Jewish people, but he calls it Yisrael. So the Friedeker Rebbe is Medayek, points out in this Maimer that he said 44 years earlier, and now we're beginning the 45th year from then, which the Rebbe said a very similar idea in the previous Maimer, which is a Hemshech. So the first Maimer of Kiyashal Chabincha, which the Rebbe also has, as the Rebbe is going to talk about soon, mitzvahs are split into three. They're divided into three categories: Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim. Tzarech lahavin mipnei ma maskir kan raka mitzvah shebebchinas Eidos. Why in this pasuk it says vayakam Eidos biyakev? Why only Eidos when you're talking about the mitzvahs? It starts off with mitzvahs, then it talks about Torah, and when it talks about mitzvahs, it only says Eidos. Gam medayek mashem mechalik bepasuk bein Eidos l'Torah. Also, why, when he talks about Eidos or mitzvahs, does he say Yaakov? He calls the Jewish people Yaakov. And when he talks about Torah, he calls them Yisrael. Yaakov is the core name, and Yisrael is when the Yidden are in an elevated state. That's why as soon as Yaakov is born, he's called Yaakov. Because that's, like we said, that's the core name. As opposed to Yisrael, is given when there's a reason to call him Yisrael, because he overpowers the Malach of Esav. So then he deserves a certain name, but that's not the name that he gets automatically. So then why, when we talk about mitzvahs, do we call him Yaakov, which has to do with this core name? And when it comes to Torah, do we give him this dignified name or deserving name called Yisrael? Let's go back to what we spoke about in the previous Maimer on Yud Aleph Nissen, Kiyashal Chabincha. So in that Maimer, the Rebbe explained that mitzvahs are split into three. But in all mitzvahs, we have all three categories. For example, Pesach. The Yom Tov of Pesach, we have all types of mitzvahs. We have Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim. Now, Pesach, who Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. So, Pesach, the carbon Pesach, Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim, which is Inyan HaEidos VaZikaron. In general, the whole Pesach, but also carbon Pesach, is a Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim, which is a commemoration, which is the concept of Eidos. Then we also have the concept of Chukah, which are the irrational mitzvahs. We find it by Pesach, like it says, this is the Chukah, these are the laws, or specifically the Chukim of the Karban Pesach, which has mitzvahs that are seemingly completely not rational. But again, it calls a Chukim. We also have the logical, the rational mitzvahs, the Mishpatim, which is the Gemara. As we explained in last Maimer, it's very logical to celebrate Pesach because we were redeemed, we were freed, and therefore it makes a lot of sense to say thank you. Like the Gemara says over there, that a servant or a slave that's redeemed, that's emancipated, should be thankful. Now, we explain in the Maimer that they all have a common denominator. Yes, they are different in intention or in what lies behind them, why we do them, whether they are understandable, not understandable, they commemorate, they're just logical, they're completely not logical. The common denominator between them all is that they're all mitzvahs of behavior. This is what we do, and this is what we don't do. That's the common denominator. And this is what's bothering the Ben Chacham. That's what he's bothered by. He's bothered by the behavioral aspect of mitzvahs, which in that all mitzvahs are equal. And we, in that mind, we spoke about that this is where the re-education begins. This is a new education that only begins post-Matan Torah. And that's why he says Eschem. He says there's something that bothers me about Yiddishkeit after post-Matan Torah as opposed to pre-Matan Torah. Because post-Matan Torah, it's all about the action. And that's what bothers him. That's why he says Eschem, even though that makes him similar to the Rasha that's excluding himself. He's not excluding himself. He's saying Eschem, you, as opposed to your ancestors, those that were before Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Shein Begashmi is Dafka, that these mitzvahs are behavioral, they're concrete, they're physical. Umayot HaMadover, and why is that the case? Well, like we explained in that Maimer, we said this is why he's a Ben Chacham. He's not asking a simple Shaila, he's asking a very deep Shaila. And again, this is the need for re-education because this is a whole new education that's post-Matan Torah. The Bishleim Mamasha Avais Himshichu Haya Zayid Avay Deruchnias. The Avais drew spiritual energy into our world through spiritual service. The Avais Hinein Amarkava, the Avais symbolize and live the life of a Merkava chariot, which is subservient, which serves and has no identity of its own. That's why through their spiritual identity and avoida, which was reaching very high spiritual heights, so it makes sense that they drew spiritual light and energy into this world. But after Matan Torah, it's all about what you do and what you don't do. And to this question that the Ben Chacham is asking, what is the virtue, what is the advantage in the physical world, and why the whole Yiddishkeit is all physical? So this is answered in the answer. The father is meant to answer the now newborn Yid. The answer is Avodah Mayinu Lafari B'Mitzrayim. Hainu, meaning to say, the Dafka Idei Arid L'Mata Mata B'Yeser Lafari B'Mitzrayim, because we became subservient, we became enclosed, a part of Mitzrayim. We went to the lowest lows. Idei Zabayim L'Tachas Ili V'Agilu Shayyab Matan B'Yisitzias Mitzrayim. This is what caused and what brought about what we experienced when we left all of levels of Mitzrayim. It was specifically because we were in the lowest of the low that we reach the highest of the high. It's specifically when you become so low and shallow, seemingly physical, that you tap into the deepest depths. This difference and this advantage that Gashmias has over Ruchnias, we also see in the difference between Torah and Mitzvahs. Shiesh Maila b'Mitzvahs ala Torah, there's an advantage of Mitzvahs over Torah. Torah and Mitzvahs are Hashem's wisdom and Hashem's desire, Hashem's will. The Torah is Hashem's wisdom, Hashem's intellect, Hashem's way of thinking, and Mitzvahs are what Hashem wants us to do and not do. They're Hashem's ratzin. The Zohar tells us that Torah originates in Hashem's wisdom, in Hashem's chachma. Sviras ha-chachma. Hashem kena mitzvahs heim ritzaynoi. Shashorshim b'pchinas ha-keser. Mitzvahs originate in a much deeper place in Hashem, and that is what we call the level of keser, which is above the head. Intellect is within the head. Keser is that which is above internalization, which means it's higher. That's keser, that's what that which is above the head. And that's where mitzvahs originate. Now, even though the intention within the mitzvahs, when the person does the mitzvahs with intention, with mindfulness, with awareness, so that is done with the mind. But all of that is secondary. Kavanas ha-mitzvahs is not what the mitzvahs are. So yes, through Kavanas ha-mitzvahs, you tap into the wisdom, the intellect, the spirituality of Hashem. But through mitzvahs, through actually doing mitzvahs, and that is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to do the mitzvah. And why we're doing it and what we feel while we're doing it is secondary. The bottom line is, ha-maisa hu ha-ikir. It's much more important to just do the mitzvah. That's what it all boils down to. So that is Hashem's ratzin. Like Tanya explains, that if someone has all the best intentions and best spiritual experience when doing the mitzvah, but they don't actually do the mitzvah, practically they are not yaitze, because the bottom line is to do it. Umaisa mitzvahs hey arei heim bekeser. Actually doing the mitzvahs touches keser, originates in keser. Hamshach yavai in the next shir, Meretz Hashem.